on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, everyone, and welcome back to It's a Wonderful Lie. I'm Ashley Flowers with Holly Laurent.
Hello, everyone, and season's greetings.
And Greg Hess.
Hello, everyone. I don't know why I just put
God
on a British
bless
accent.
Us every month. Yeah. Well, it's because of the guy at the intro. Like, he gets me wanting to talk British. I just can't.
Totally, yeah. That's my Tiny Tim.
I have a good letter today. I think there's a few lies that we can spot, like, kind of sift through. But I'm also like a little bit jealous. So in this letter, they actually get to go somewhere for yeah. Christmas. Like they're doing a destination Christmas.
Oh, remember
which is
that?
Like, I know all I want in the world right now. I mean, it could be anywhere is a good destination.
Absolutely.
Have you guys ever actually had a destination Christmas?
Ooh,
I don't know if
question.
I've had a Christmas away on Christmas Day. I'm sure we did at some point in my family, like a grandparent's house or something like that, Florida.
That's not a destination Christmas.
I know, but I don't think we ever took like a trip saying like
yeah,
this
was
Christmas.
Yeah, it was always like home for the holidays.
I know. I wish we could.
You know where I would go? I love anything. England, London. I love it.
Well, you should talk to the guy in the intro.
I love him. I would go to that little cottage that's in, what's that Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet movie?
The Holiday.
In The Holiday.
I got you.
Oh my God.
I would go, especially if you
this is where Greg
the
quits
door.
The podcast. It just becomes a holiday movie podcast about Cameron yeah. Diaz vehicles.
Yeah, that's where I would go to that little cottage. And if Jude Law like showed up at the door, I would not be mad.
Babe.
I'm right
husband
here.
Right
next
yeah,
to you. I can't even pick it. I've never been anywhere on Christmas. I would go literally anywhere that
world.
Isn't Indianapolis.
Oh, hey, have I you know. Heard of Fort Wayne? Really nice.
Ooh, Kokomo?
Luxury.
Kokomo?
Kokomo, man. All right, all right, all right. Well, let's see where our family and our letter is going for Christmas.
It's a wonderful life.
Dear family, and if you're getting this, your family, even if not by blood.
Ah, okay.
It feels like just yesterday, I was running down this same list of addresses, stuffing these same envelopes and laughing at the crazy, K-A-R-A-Z-Y, crazy family photo I was enclosing.
I wish I could see the crazy family photo from last year.
I know, this is what's bumming me out. It's like at least like copy and paste it or enclose it so we have some kind of reference. What if we weren't on the
totally.
List last year?
But you know it's got to include like khakis and some Christmas sweaters.
Jeff, can you iron yours? Everybody, white button downs and crisp jeans. They have to be dark denim jeans. We're all going to look alike. We love each other.
Tuck it in.
I'm sad to say that no matter how hard we tried this year, we couldn't get Philip to recreate his funny face.
Oh.
Our little guy is Mr. Serious this time
oh,
around.
No. What happened to Philip this year?
What happened to Philip this year? Oh, no. I think Philip saw some stuff on YouTube that's really that really changed him.
He has started to get online and he'll never be the same. Poor Philip.
Poor Philip saw a snuff film on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Too dark.
Well, it sounds like it's not just him because she says he's grown up so much and then adds an ominous line, so have we all.
Oh, no.
But she says, on to the updates. Michelle spent the year coaching soccer when she wasn't, coaching soccer.
So all she does is coach soccer?
All she does is, Michelle is 24/7 coaching soccer.
Michelle, have a sandwich. You're going to fall over.
I think Mike misses her. Like, I'm like getting sad. I'm like, they don't spend enough time together.
Mike lost his wife to youth soccer.
What are you running from, Michelle?
Well, he says, I don't know what she'll do when our Anna Grace ages out of the strikers.
Oh, no.
She's found her total purpose in the strikers.
She will lose all sense of self.
I know.
Anna Grace.
Yeah, well, spring league turned into summer camps, which turned into fall league.
Okay.
And my goodness, the traveling. Oh, my goodness. He goes on the list. Okay. So they must be from the Midwest because I recognize some of these. Rockford.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Illinois. Eau Claire.
Wisconsin.
It's in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Fond du Lac, which is in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Lake Geneva, and back to Rockford.
Ooh, a whole Midwest tour.
These kids are making the rounds.
I think it's all pretty close.
It's all pretty close.
But it was worth it, Mike says. We're the regional champs, and then in parentheses, again. Just like rub it in a little.
Good, good.
And Anna Grace was awarded the best sportsmanship trophy for the second year in a row.
Oh, no. She's bad at soccer.
No, you can be good at soccer and have a sportsmanship.
No,
or...
you get best sportsmanship when you're the sweet attitude that doesn't mind, like, never getting in a game.
Well, you know what? In the long run, that is more important than playing soccer because no one goes pro in soccer, but you can use the skills of sportsmanship in any job.
Oh, poor Anna Grace. I feel like she's just doing this for Michelle.
It's nice to know everyone else likes her as much as we do.
Oh, no. She definitely can't play soccer.
Oh, no.
She can. She can.
She's well-liked.
She plays left out.
She never gets in any fights or scrums on the field because she hasn't been on the field once this year. But boy, is she fun on the bench.
She is.
But also, like, having the best sportsmanship trophy doesn't mean people like you.
That's true. That means the other team likes you.
When not playing soccer, Anna Grace is texting, tweeting, and thankfully not dating, in all caps. Thankfully not dating. And then in parentheses, it says, quote, don't write that, Dad. And then another quote, okay, I won't. And then in another parentheses, within the parentheses, insert devil emoji here.
You could have just put a devil emoji. You
Does
didn't
Mike
have to write it out.
Does Mike know how to do emojis?
Mike doesn't know how to do a devil emoji. He just wrote it.
He legit typed it all out, which is like the most like dad thing you could do. Like my dad still signs all of his text messages like from Pops.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You're like, I know who this is, Dad.
I know. I really feel too that, you know, dads out there, when the teenager says, don't write that, Dad, okay, I won't, just don't write it. Just don't put it in.
I also don't know how old Anna Grace is. I mean, I was used to like in traveling soccer.
That's right. And if she's texting and tweeting, I'm guessing 13.
That feels right. That feels good.
But now kids get phones when they're 6. So who knows?
I mean, her brother Philip is online all day, depressing himself.
Looking at the dark web.
He's on the dark web. He's been buying drugs and guns on the dark web.
Somehow Philip went on the Silk Road and got a truckload of opium delivered.
Where's the funny face emoji, Philip? Where's the funny? No, I'm actually asking. How do you do a funny face emoji?
Well, in other words, she's busy with friends.
Oh, okay.
Michelle and I are her Uber drivers and sometimes parents.
And sometimes parents.
I like driving a lot more than I like, you know, discipline, feeding them, all the other stuff.
It's the gig economy. And by gig economy, I mean I'm a part-time parent.
Luckily, AG, oh, her name, we're calling her AG, not Anna Grace anymore. Luckily, AG.
She's the attorney general?
Has never needed to study too much to keep her grades up.
Oh, smarty pants, that's good.
Still, mom and dad remind her to hit the books as she passes through the kitchen.
This is when we find out that Anna Grace is former attorney general Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Also, when she passes through the kitchen, they remind her to hit the books. What if she's there because she's like, I'm
hungry.
I'd
like
dinner.
Can
I get some yogurt? Or they're like, get out of here and
hit the
books, kids.
I was like, yeah, that sounds like a job for a parent, not your Uber driver.
Right. I'm your Uber driver.
They're like,
I don't
I'm sorry.
Feed you.
I don't have time to feed you. I've got to go do 30 more rides to get my bonus this month.
I don't do Uber Eats.
The serious Sir Philip is enjoying the heck out of third grade. So Philip's a third grader.
Oh, third grade.
Oh, he got so serious.
Oh, Philip, what are you looking at?
Well, that's when life gets hard, you guys. Like that's third grade.
It's true. This is when we finally broke bad in third grade and he's now running a drug ring.
They grow up so fast.
His teacher says his imagination is one for the books and we have the artwork to prove it.
Oh, no.
He won't let us throw away any of his monster/superhero drawings, so we're checking with local galleries in order to save space. JK, JK.
JK, JK, they're dark monster drawings.
Yeah.
So I'm really worried about Philip, guys.
We called it. If his teacher is saying his imagination is one for the books, you know he's like coming up with some interesting, this is like Pan's Labyrinth type of
darkness.
Monsters and ghouls.
Well, exactly. That's how you have to read these things. Is they're taking something that is very boring, possibly dark, and like zhuzhing it up a bit.
Giving us a little positive spin.
And then all you have to do is go JK, JK, and everything's
JK,
fine.
JK, JK, he's fine. JK. Philip's fine.
The school counselor,
Philip's in counseling.
The school counselor, incidentally, is asking us to have him tested, for the gifted and talented program, but we might pass.
You're not going to pass.
They're not going to pass.
Nobody passes when they get the gifted and talented call.
Wow.
He might be doing better than we think, you guys.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe he's dark, but he's a dark genius.
He doesn't want to smile because he's thinking about, you know, like Stephen Hawking type stuff.
You know what's so up, I just realized that my gifted and talented program at my elementary school was called ICE. Why was it called ICE?
Wait, does it stand for something?
I don't remember, but now I'm just like, what, were we good at like doing Stasi-style deportations or something? Like, what? Why did they call it ICE?
There were no dreamers in your gifted program.
We got to abolish that ICE. Okay.
Okay, so he's gifted. I'm glad. Good for you, Philip. Here we go. Also, they're not going to pass on the program.
Give me a break. Yeah.
Well, they say that they're really on the fence about whether they believe in those programs anyways.
What, they don't believe they exist?
That's what I don't know. On the fence about whether we believe in those programs anyway.
They don't want to push him.
You might also know Philip broke both his wrists in March while doing something called super push-ups on a dare from our 14-year-old neighbor.
Oh. Broke both wrists?
Ouch.
How's he doing his artwork? Also, how's he wiping his butt?
Oh, no.
This 14-year-old is bullying him. How old is a third grader?
That's right. Yeah, why is he hanging out with a 14-year-old? I think we know the gateway to all the dark stuff is this guy.
Is all this... Yeah, that's not wrong. It was a slow spring and summer for our filly as he recovered and we spent time tying his shoes.
Oh, yeah, they're wiping.
That's why he won't make the funny face. I mean, they buried the lead. He has his arms up in two huge casts and they're like, make a funny face,
Phil. And he's like, I don't want to. I'm mad.
He's like, I can't even wipe my...
So that's an update on everyone but yours truly.
Give it to us, Mike.
Nothing new to report from my seat. It's easy to be a property manager when the properties practically manage themselves.
Oh, Mike's figured it out. Mike has got one of those, what do we call it?
He's living the dream.
Mike has got a passive income.
This is why Mike has time to write the Christmas letters.
That's right.
Mike read 5-hour work week and now he's just like, yep, I just sit around and I got to take care of my kid with two broken wrists.
He's like, I have to write it. Michelle won't take her cleats off and come inside.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
My biggest news is that I started real-life flying lessons in the fall.
Ooh, getting up in the sky.
What are fake flying lessons? Like, like, do they have simulation ones?
Yeah, that's when you buy a really nice flight simulator for your computer, but he's doing the real thing, which, you know, honestly, don't do it. It just seems like a bad idea, especially in 2020. Things are going to go wrong.
So for all of you who dared me to do it, challenge accepted, and thank you.
Oh, Mike's being
bullied. So he's doing this on a dare.
Wait, everybody's getting dared in this family. Mike's getting dared. His kid's getting dared. See, his kid got dared and broke both his wrists doing super push-ups, and then Mike got dared to take flying lessons, and I'm telling you, I fear the worst.
Challenge accepted. Hold my beer. He said, I'll finally be able to talk to you about planes built after the Korean War.
Oh, boy.
That's why Michelle won't leave the soccer field. She's like, I've heard enough about these planes.
I gotta go play soccer again.
Mike goes on to say, Christmas this year is back in Myrtle Beach.
Holla!
We're headed down there this time with Michelle's dad and his new wife, Paula.
Oh.
Pointing out the new wife.
Paula has been just the shot of energy that Alex needed.
Ooh, a grandpa named Alex.
A grandpa named Alex. That's
I've
the first.
I've never met a grandpa named
I don't
Alex.
Think you can be over the age of 50 and named Alex.
I think Alex is keeping it right and tight, and Paula likes what she sees. Here we go.
I mean, he did just land a new wife, so.
That's true.
He upgrades, baby.
I bet his name was like Barry, and he changed his name to Alex once he started dating Paula.
And he got an earring.
Yeah, definitely got an earring.
Definitely. He doesn't wear socks either. Those and bare feet go straight in them leather loafers.
He's buying her a jet ski for Christmas.
Well, maybe no jet ski, but she has gotten him out of the garage and into some movement classes at her studio.
Movement classes?
You gotta move that body,
what are
Alex.
Movement classes?
Are those like dance lessons?
Ah, that does sound dancey. That does sound really dancey.
He likes to move it, move it.
I feel like it's something more that I don't understand.
Paula,
like I'm not classy
Paula teaches
enough.
Twerking. I have a friend who just took a twerking class. My friend Brooke just took a twerking class in real life. And she was like, Holly, I got to twerk for you. But I got to put on my shorts and everything. Like, you have to get the accoutrement.
You know Alex met Paula in a twerk shop.
Oh, yes. Well, he seems to love it and says it's great to be around so many young people.
Oh, I take that back. Alex is going to look at some butts at a twerking class.
Alex is like, all these gals in their Lululemons. It's a nice view from where I'm standing in my movement class.
So it won't be a white Christmas for the Kellers unless you count the Breakers. And we will, since this year's rental is right on the water.
Oh,
very nice.
I'm jealous.
A client of mine offered us a deal that you'd have to be nuts to pass up. And even I'm not that insane. Michelle says the jury's still out on that.
I love the, one of my favorite things about the holiday letters is just the subtle jabs between couples.
Totally. Also,
a couple joke.
Mike, it's okay to splurge at the holidays. I feel like he's trying to like downplay it a little bit. Like we got a big deal. We a huge deal. We couldn't pass it up.
Mike's so Midwest. I mean, you guys know you're from the Midwest like I am. Like it's so, you have to be like put everything into like context. Yeah,
totally.
But I got a deal on it. I had a coupon.
I had a coupon for the house.
I had a VRBO coupon.
Exactly. It's never like, oh, I love your dress. Oh, thank you. It's always like, oh, Sale Rec Anthropology. Got it for 80% off of the original thing. You know.
Yeah, you can't pay full price for anything if you're from Rockford, Illinois.
No.
Salt of the earth.
Well, he finishes by saying, we'll spend Christmas walking on the beach and settling old scores at Buccaneers Booty Mini Golf.
Okay, here comes Booty again.
You know who's at Buccaneers Booty Mini Golf is Alex. Alex is up at Buccaneers Booty Mini Golf being like, okay, what do we got going on here?
Well, these gals have tunics on. I'm here to see the booties.
Where
it's
is
in the
Granddad?
Title.
He's back at Buccaneers Booty Mini Golf. He keeps wondering where the booty is.
Also, settling old scores. It sounds like there's some bad blood.
There's a lot of bad
also,
blood.
Also, sounds like they've definitely been to this house on the Breakers before.
Yes.
This is not what I'm thinking.
Like, what a whim. We just happen to be on the beach.
They don't get a deal. They spend 15 grand on a house on the beach that they love every single year.
Every single year. They have the punch card for Buccaneers booties.
That's true.
They have a punch card. Well, we really hope you all have a blessed holiday season, and we look forward to hearing from all of you soon. We're sure next year will be full of ups and downs, but we know whose hands we're in. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Mike and Michelle and Anna Grace and Philip and Bumblebee the Still Living Hermit Crab, which we heard nothing
we
about.
We never heard about Bumblebee.
Like, you can't just drop Bumblebee in there. I guess the only info they're giving us is still living.
Still living.
That's the update. Two words. Still living.
That's right. And if there's anybody's hands who I want to be in this year, it's Alex's. Alex, I wore these pants for you.
Well, there you have it. I dare you to take a break from the hard twerk of wrapping gifts and find some special moments for yourself, either on the soccer field or on the dark web. Flaps down, fly high, and to all, a good night. It's a Wonderful Lie is an AudioChuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers, produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at DiscountTire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.